Prices of everything from gasoline to food to even used cars are rising. And in an economy that is reeling from increasing unemployment and a massive housing bust, you have to ask yourself who is doing the spending. Well, the answer for that one is really right in front of our faces. Spending takes money. And where has there been a flood of money lately? Certainly not from the consumer. He's sitting in an unemployment line and all tapped out. He's not even borrowing anymore, as he just has too much debt. So where is all this money coming from that is starting to drive prices up again? Actually, it's your money being used. The bailout money, the TARP funds. In short, all those trillions you have been hearing about in the last year or so, funneling into Wall Street. It's pretty easy to understand, really. The trillions the government is giving to the banks and insurance companies and brokerage houses, for the most part, is not being loaned out as the government would want it to. Nor is it being doled out to you and me for free as it is doled out to them. You probably already know that. They are certainly not loaning it out to you and I for homes. We can see that by the latest figures showing most home loans are being backstopped by the federally funded FHA and other taxpayer-funded entities. The banks think home loans are too risky right now, so they are sticking those risky loans to you and I, the taxpayer. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the FHA are now backstopping almost three-quarters of the home loans with taxpayer money. The banks don't want to. They know a bad thing when they see it. The banks and brokerage houses are still afraid of home loans and consumer loans, and in as much said so 3 weeks ago when one of the CEOs said, "We won't backstop home loans right now. They're just too risky." But they want in the worst way to make back their losses on the home mortgages they concocted in the housing bubble and then subsequently sucked wind on, so they are going into the world of commodities, currencies, and bond markets, and gambling with this newly found taxpayer money. The latest reports from these banks and brokerages verify that they are now gambling more than ever. Profits are coming from their trading desks, not their home lending arms. These monster banks and brokers, like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup, are taking essentially no-cost taxpayer funds from the government and then making huge bets with them. They are taking humongous derivative positions, buying into any market they think is hot. These trillions that were given by the government to them are now entering the markets and driving up stock prices, gasoline prices, oil prices, gold prices, food prices, and everything else you can think of. It's ironic, isn't it? Your tax dollars are being used to make good on the bank's bad bets. Backstop the loans the banks see as too risky, then those same taxpayer funds are used to gamble to make profits for the bank so they can pay huge bonuses. And then that same taxpayer money drives up the prices you pay for food and gas and everything else. To top it off, all the taxpayer money that wasn't taxed was printed, thereby causing the devaluation of the very same dollar, the one in your pocket, to buy less of what you need. Talk about getting it all ways from Sunday. Is there an end to this bank government scratching each other's back conduit while you and I get screwed game? It doesn't appear so. Your Secretary Treasurer Timothy Geithner's phone calendar, obtained by the Associated Press under the Freedom of Information Act, offer a glimpse into the extraordinary influence of these monster companies and what they have on your government. The phone records show Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and J.P. Morgan Chase can get Mr. Geithner on the phone several times a day if necessary, giving them an unmatched opportunity to influence policy. Records show that they do talk to Geithner almost on a daily basis. It's that easy. These monster firms just call up Obama's money man and chew on his ear an hour or so. You have to ask what influence they have in policy when they have such access. Can you and I call up Geithner? Of course not. We're only needed to pay the bill. That these banks talk to this man on a daily basis is criminal in my mind and demonstrates the influence our banking centers have on our elected officials. Meanwhile, Obama is thinking of new ways to spend your money. Another housing bill is being hatched, along with a new jobs bill. Healthcare, of course, is the next invoice coming, and a new war is evolving in Iran's neck of the woods. Just where does the government think it will get all this money to pay for all this stuff? You, of course. And when the next banking crisis hits next year, you'll be asked to pony up again. With just 53% of Americans now paying the taxes, and the other 40% basically paying nothing, the wagon is slowly filling with the ranks of those previously pulling it. With all this money being thrown out the window, more and more of us will be driven from the pulling team of the wagon into the ranks of those riding for free, and eventually there won't be enough of us left to pull the wagon at all. When that happens, and the wagon grinds to a halt, the banks will be able to call for a tow truck, but you and I will be the only ones left to whip, and if the wagons are too heavy to pull, we'll be run over by it. That's the way I see it. That's it for this week's Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only, and may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff members, or underwriters.